You're listening to RightDivision.com, brought to you by No Side Bible Church.
On a cold night, late December, as the snow fell to earth, that's the one night we remember when a woman gave birth. And for miles and miles around, the baby's cry was the only sound. Did he know the world was filled with pain? Could he feel all the hunger and the shame? Or did he know about the way he would die and the reason why? Is that what made the baby cry? Is that what made the baby cry? As his mother turned to hold him, her face filled with joy, he grew quiet when she told him he was more than just her baby boy. And for miles and miles around, her lullaby was the only sound. Did she know the world was filled with pain? Could she feel all the hunger and the shame? Or did she know about the way he would die and the reason why? Is that what made her baby cry? Is that what made her baby cry? And as he fell asleep, she wiped away his tears. But the question still remains, have we changed in 2,000 years? Don't you know the world is still in pain? Can't you feel all the hunger and the shame? Did we forget about the way that he died and the reason why? Would we still make the baby cry? Would we still make the baby cry?
Good job. Amen. Good song, good song. Turn with me in your Bibles real quickly to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 9, in the very last verse, verse 15. Christmas is a time of giving. We've just seen that, a great exhibition of that. Now, let me say this. The tickets, that was not giving, per se. We had a drawing, and some people won, some people didn't. Most of us realize that that Christmas, we celebrate the birth of Christ, and that's why I took that one verse, just a short verse, but it said, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. I thought about this when I read it and thought, I'm stupid if I'm going to try to speak on it since God said it's unspeakable. I'll never be able to touch the realm of it even. But there are certain things where we get stuff or money are awards that have nothing to do with them being a gift. Hold your finger there to 2 Corinthians, you would, because we're going to come back to it, and turn with me to the book of Ecclesiastes. The book of Ecclesiastes comes right after the book of Proverbs, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament. And in Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 10, let me read this verse to you. It says that time and chance happen with all men, and I've got the wrong chapter. Maybe it's 10:9. I don't know. No. Anyway, the verse said that time and chance happeneth to all men. Somebody find that for me real quick so I can read the whole verse. But basically, every one of us, while we're trying to find that, and that little phrase is in it, but I wanted to give you the whole verse, things happen to us that we don't have a clue why. It might be the roll of the dice, the spin of the roulette wheel. It can be what some people call accidents and what some other people call luck. You had no choice on which side of the Rio Grande you was going to be born on. You had no choice whether you was going to be a man or a woman. You had no choice on what kind of family you'd be born into, rich or poor. None of us have had many of those choices. The lottery ticket means that you're one out of hundreds of thousands. But time and chance happens to everybody. You get some good deals and you get some bad ones. You have some, what we would call good luck, and you have some bad luck. That happens to every individual. But in Romans 3:23, it said that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. God talks about wages. Everybody in here understands wages. We work for wages. And that may be by the hour, maybe by the week, maybe by the job, maybe by the sale, whatever it is. Wages are what we get paid for. Wages also indicates to us that we have a boss. The reason that the world and our school system teaches evolution is because man would like for everybody to believe that he came from a monkey so that he doesn't have to give an account to anybody. See, if we ever admit to creation, then you have to admit to a creator. And if you admit to a creator, then we got a boss. And that's what he said, when the wages of sin, we're working for somebody, but the gift of God. Now, wages are what we earn. That's what we get. Now, along with that, in this thing of giving, are such thing as a loan. Now, we pretty well got that mixed up in our age, because most of you have gone to somebody and said, loan me $20. And it turned into a gift. That's right. You see, because that buddy ain't getting it back. See? I don't know why. But see, if you went up to me and said, just give me $20. No, I'm not going to do that. But the same guy, see, we can smooth talk him. Say, hey man, loan me $20 till my ship comes in, type of deal. You know, one guy said when his ship came in, he was at the airport. And so we have some of these problems. But we don't believe in God. We think that there's no payday someday, that there are no wages. In fact, since 1961, the Supreme Court of the United States of America ruled that humanism was a religion. Now, humanism is just a fancy word for atheism. Humanism puts man to the forefront of everything. Man is his ruler. Man is the captain of his ship. And yet you and I know that things have happened to us that we had no control over whatsoever. There must be something else out there. We know that. God has put within us a little deal called conscience. God has put within that. You can't look at the sky without knowing that this is God's handiwork. God has declared himself. And he did so mainly by giving that gift. the verse that we all know, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. See, when He said, 2 Corinthians 9:15, when He said, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift, He's not talking about a lottery ticket. He's not talking about cash. He's not talking about a gift card. He's talking about His Son, Jesus Christ. That's what God gave. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Now then, four things that I want to mention to you real quick about God's gift. First thing is that God's gift was given in love. Now somebody said this, and it's true. You can give without loving. This Christmas, if the truth was known, some of you have already bought gifts for people you didn't want to. Well, we got to get Aunt Mary and them something because they always give us something. And if they hadn't to give you anything, you wouldn't give them a time of day. See? Well, we better get something for so-and-so. We've got to do this. Much of our giving is we got. See, that's not giving. You can give without loving, but you can't love without giving. You're going to give to those that you love. Some gifts are just necessity. You need to get your mother-in-law something. There are people you probably need to give. See, it wouldn't hurt you to send something to your probation officer. Or parole officer or something. I say, I know we don't want to do that. I just said it wouldn't hurt you to do that. Say, hey man, you're one of the finest probation officers I've ever had. You're much better than my last probation officer. You are really great. See? But God's gift was given in love, even though ours may not be. God's gift was given in love. Sometimes gifts are just a repayment of something. They gave something last year. Number two, God's gift was bought with a price. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 20. Right back over to the left a little bit from where we were. We're going back to 1 Corinthians. And in chapter 6 and verse 20. And it says this, for you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. God gave His only begotten Son. Let me tell you something. I've got three boys. I wouldn't give a one of them for you. I got three. I wouldn't give one of them for the other one. But God gave His only Son for you and I. You talk about giving. You talk about giving. Sacrificial giving. God gave all that He had for you and I. The Bible said then that Christ gave His blood. God commendeth His love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Not when we're trying to straighten up, do good, walk right, stop using, go straight. But while we were yet sinners, Jesus Christ died for us. God's gift was bought with a price. His Son and His Son's blood. Third thing, God's gift is personal. I run across this. I thought this was fascinating. The Bible is filled with names. Now, some of them you can't pronounce. And don't ever let that stop you from studying the Bible. If they say, well, I can't understand the Bible. Well, you're talking usually about some long name. Don't worry about that. Call Him Bubba and go on. God's okay with that. See? Just go on. There's some names sometimes I can't even pronounce here. But keep this in mind. God's Bible is full of names. Paul mentioned 71 friends in his writings and 5 enemies. He called people by name. In the 16th chapter of Romans, that great doctrinal book of salvation by grace and faith, it's one of the greatest doctrinal books in the Bible. And yet in the 16th chapter, Paul mentioned 35 people that he wanted to say hi to. Mentioned them by name. See, because God loves people. It's a personal thing. It's not a religious thing. It's a personal thing. When Paul got saved, he's on the road to Damascus, and Jesus Christ knocked him down. And he said, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" He called him by name. "What? It's you and I, Saul, mano mano. Why are you persecuting me?" He didn't say, "Why are you killing the Christians? Why are you fighting the church? Why are you acting like that?" He said, "What do you got against me? Let me ask you. What do you got against Jesus?" Now, you may have something against somebody in this room, and you may be right. Most of us hypocrites. We are. Tell the honest truth. Man, aren't you glad that people can't tell what you're thinking? Aren't you glad that people don't really know you? I was thinking about this thing, Christmas, and I haven't always loved Christmas. And in fact, one time in my drinking days, I decided to go to Vegas at Christmas. Now, was a real dumb move. Even Vegas was dead at Christmas. I mean, it was just, none of the shows were going on to speak of. It was just a dead man. I lied to my poor old mom and told her I had to work. See, some of you sitting around and you say, "Well, I was incarcerated during Christmas. I can't believe that." Yeah, but when you were out, you didn't go home either. You was all partying somewhere. We've all done that. I didn't find any joy and happiness there. You only find it with God's people. God's people that know about the gift. The gift is personal. Number four, God's gift can be refused. I think one of the saddest things is come the day after Christmas and under the tree are still some gifts. In our Angel Tree program, invariably, every year, somebody doesn't show up to get their gift. Somebody didn't get their gift. They're still there. They're left. See, somebody went to the expense, went to the trouble to get the gift, to offer the gift, to wrap the gift, to place it out there. And yet, they didn't get the gift. Because the amazing thing about a gift is you can refuse it. You say, "No, I don't want that. I don't trust you. I don't need it." And nothing hurts any more than wanting to help somebody and him turning them back down. I found out a long time ago. Now, there's a lot of vegetables I don't like. I told somebody one time I don't like anything green. But I've learned this. In our Sunday school class, there's folks that come up and say, "We brought you some spinach freshly grown in our garden." Now, probably years ago, I said, "What do I care? Well, why are you telling me this?" But I said, "Thank you. Because somebody thought enough about me to want to give me something. To want to offer me something. They cared. And maybe they loved spinach and thought I would. Maybe they loved collard greens and thought I would. Maybe they loved squash and thought I would. Hey. But they to give it to me. Nothing hurts like offering to somebody. All of us have wanted our kids to love us. And many times they didn't. And we wanted our grandkids to love us more. And often times they didn't. We're finding out with our last grandkid. I'm up to great-grandkids now. But with our last grandkid, we're finding out that she'd rather be around teenagers than us. And I can't understand that. See, what she doesn't know, she can beg them teenagers all day long for something and they'll laugh at her, but she can come to Papa and Gram-Grams and write her ticket. Yeah. But she didn't know that. And so she'd rather be out there having fun. She don't want to be around us. I was watching an old Western on TV. And she said, "Is that the old folks' channel?" That's not right. That's not right. Y'all shouldn't laugh at that. But we love her. We want to be with her, whether she wants to be with us or not. And this is the way God is. God gave His gift. And so many have left it and not received it and said no to it. And it's broke his heart. Because the Bible said He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. I want you to bow your heads. Heads bowed and eyes closed. I want you to stand to your feet. Head still bowed, eyes still closed. I want to say one more, I want to quote one more time. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." Tonight, I'm going to invite you to accept His gift of eternal life. And as Brother Charles begins to sing, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, I want you to step out and say, "Here I am. Here's His gift. Say, just as I am, without one plea, would you come right now?" Christmas 2011, you can become God's child. Come on. "For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Would you come and call on Him? Would you accept His gift? He died. He shed His blood. He gave it so you and I might go to heaven. Come on. He's tugged at your heart before. He's tugging at your heart now. You know that. You found out it's easier to walk down this aisle because you could come and get $25. Would you come and get eternal life? Just as I am. Come on. "To rid my soul of one dark blot." Would you come? I'm going to ask Brother Charles in a minute to sing one more verse. If nobody comes, we'll be through. Right now, I want us to pray. I want Christians to pray. There's people here that need to accept the gift tonight. It's very important that they do. We don't know what the future is. Our Heavenly Father, we don't want to keep these people. We don't want to prolong anything. But we want to give them one more chance to trust You, to receive Your gift. Father, on this next verse, would You burden her heart? Would you touch the heart? Would you give somebody the courage and the faith to step out and take your gift? We ask these things in Christ's name. Head still bowed, eyes still closed. One more verse if no one comes. Come on, just as I am, though tossed about, Come on. Yes, sir. Come on, guys. God bless you. Come on. Yes, sir. You doing what God wants you to do? Come on. Sing one more, Charles. People are coming. Would you accept that gift? Come on. Poor wretched blind. Come on, right now, come on. Come on, come on. One's come, come on. God's giving you one more verse. Come on. How long will He beg? How long will He plead on your back? Come on. Our head's still bowed and eyes still closed. People are praying at the altar. The service is complete. But you know what? It's kind of like the rec room. Nobody has to leave. Nobody has to quit. You can still get saved tonight. You can still turn your life over to God tonight. Those of you that's done that, we have a little manual called What Have I Done and What Must I Do Now? I'd like you to pick it up. It's free. You can go back over it. It's the plan of salvation. And the walk that you need to walk once you're saved. Wish all of you a very, very Merry Christmas. Nothing can be better than being God's child at Christmas. Really can't. Thank you for coming to the rec room. Our Father, You're so gracious to us. It's so good to know that You're still in the saving business. Father, with the world so interested in ribbon and paper and material gifts, thank You that You're still saving people from a devil's hell into Your heaven. We thank You for that. Now bless each one here and those that didn't do what You wanted them to do. Would You give them another chance? In Christ's name we pray. God bless you. Refreshments open. Look at the big cake the girls had made for us. Whatever's left of it. Thank you for being here.
You've been listening to a lesson provided by Northside Bible Church. Our assembly is excited to bring you many studies to help the Christian grow in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, rightly divided. If you live in the greater Oklahoma City area, we welcome you to come and fellowship with us each Sunday. Sunday school begins at 10:15 and church service at 11. Otherwise, we hope you enjoy all the many audio lessons and Bible studies found on rightdivision.com. Questions regarding today's lesson or on any material on the website can be sent to our email address, which is questions@rightdivision.com. or feel free to write us at Northside Bible Church, P.O. Box 20777, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73156. Thanks again for listening, and be sure and study your Bible today.